Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. For my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. For my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons. To the mothers, praise team, intercessors. Our youth, men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay on this morning. Oh, yes, he did. As you woke up this morning, it was God that touched you with his finger of love and gave you one more time to be in the land of the living on today, this gracious Tuesday morning. So as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So come, let us bow down before the throne of Almighty God and give him and pay him the homage for which he is so richly due on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
And blessed, Pastor Smith, and good morning to you also on this blessed Tuesday morning. First of all, I give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life. And I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Apostle Spencer Temple. And I give honor to Atisha Spencer, First Lady. And I give honor to everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to the throne once more, just thanking you for another day's journey, God. We thank you for allowing us to see another day, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you how you have kept us all last night up to this point. With any hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God, we thank you this morning, God. So this morning, God, we thank you, God, rising and shining and give you and all the glory, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, I pray, God, that we'll begin to get up and to worship and magnify your name, God, and just to say thank you, Lord. We realize, God, that you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. So let us begin to walk our house this morning and begin to praise you, God. And thank you just for another day's journey, God. Whatever our journey is, God, let us just say thank you, God. Let your perfect will be done this morning, God. Move us out the way, God, of the most, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. Oh, but one thing we know, we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us, O the most, Shanda, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. I ask you this morning to change change the atmosphere. Hadabo Shana, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lose peace in the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, Hadabo Shana, God. We lose your Lord, Hadabo Shana, in the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, this morning, Hadabo Shana, God. Let your perfect will be done in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, Hadabo Shana, God. We pray, God, that you constantly be that mind regulator, Hadabo Shana. We pray, God, that you be that heart fixer for us, God. Anything is in our heart tonight like you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you forgive us for all our sins, the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God. And, Hadabo Shana, God, continue to order our footsteps, God, in the way that they need to be, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Anybody have a thank you in the spirit this morning, Hadabo Shana. So just say thank you, Lord. Lord, Hadabo Shana, God. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our youth once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As they're on the way to school this morning, God, shield and protect, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send forth your angels, God, Hadabo Shana, God, to guide them in and like never before, God. Oh, God, even when they come back, shield them and protect them, God, until they get to their destiny, in the name of Jesus, God. And as they get to their destiny, Hadabo Shana, God, we speak peace into their home, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you, God, Hadabo Shana, God. By your strength, Hadabo Shana, God, we all are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, God. Stand on your word, Hadabo Shana, God. If it don't come today, come, Hadabo Shana, God. Let us constantly stand on your word, God. If it don't come tomorrow, God, we're still standing on your word, God. God, we know that your God won't lie and can't lie. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every youth, every elders that it can be right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, Hadabo Shana, God, continue to make a way out of no way for us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We lift up the government building, Hadabo Shana, this morning, God. Oh, God, how we pray, God. In the name of Jesus, God, fix every situation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Church, Hadabo Shana, each person in the Hadabo Shana, in the government, God, Hadabo Shana. Oh, God, church them this morning. Church their hearts, God, Hadabo Shana, God. Only you can do it in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Hadabo Shana, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every minister that it is, Hadabo Shana, male and female. Oh, God, we pray, God, continue to work in them, God. Continue to let them have a heart of yours, God. Continue to let them stay up on the wall. Don't come down, God. Continue to let the trumpet blow, huh, like never before, huh, crying out the truth, Hadabo Shana. Oh, God, crying out your wisdom and your knowledge, Hadabo Shana, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Everything, Hadabo Shana, God, is not like you, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you, Hadabo Shana. Oh, God, we ask that you go through the telephone lines this morning and the laptops, God, Hadabo Shana, every computer, God. Shoot your power of the Holy Ghost through us and touch this morning, God. Open up deaf ears, God. Blind eyes, Hadabo Shana, God. Let them see, Hadabo Shana, your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them take a look at the trees, Hadabo Shana. You created, Hadabo Shana. Let them create, let them see, God, the building that you created, Hadabo Shana. Oh, God, let them feel your rain on their face. Bless you in the midst, God. Let them feel your breeze that's blowing on their face. And that's still you, God. Hey, Hadabo Shana, God, we thank you this morning, God. Hadabo Shana, God. Oh, I thank you this morning, God, about Sunday. Let us begin to yield to your Holy Spirit. And just tell the Holy Spirit, come in, Holy Spirit. Hadabo Shana, God. I yield to you. Use me like you want to use me. It's all right. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, yea, though I, we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not be able to even kind of about how, because God is with me. How about Sunday? Oh, God, we thank you this morning for liberty, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your cast the bad in us, God. In the name of Jesus, go to Moshe, God. Go before us, God, in the Moshe, God. In everything that we got to go forth to. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no matter send that. Oh, God, we love you this morning, God. Let us begin to worship you, in the Moshe, God. Spirit and in truth, God. Hallelujah, this morning, in the Moshe, God. We thank you how to turn every situation around, God. We thank you how you're stretching us, in the Moshe, God. We thank you how you're making us recover. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out. We lift up the nation to you, God. We realize that the nation needs prayer. Hey, glory be to God this morning. So we ask that you touch the nation this morning, God, from the east, south, north, and west, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way this morning, God. Move everything out the way. It's not like you. Everything out of my sand. Oh, God, we plead the blood on the block out of my sand. Everything that's trying to block, we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to say over there in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind us this morning, Lord, because no weapon formed against the Lord will say us. Shall prosper in the name of Jesus, God. And every tongue rise against the Lord will send that. Shall not be condemned, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say thank you this morning, because he touched you this morning and woke you up. He didn't even have to do that. Oh, so we ought to say thank you and give him the glory, hallelujah. Don't sit somewhere. Thank this to go to my son. Oh, because you thank you all of it. Oh, but God is out of my son. He holds everything in his hand. He holds you in his hand. So this morning, hallelujah, get out of your bed and shake yourself. Shake yourself this morning, hallelujah, and say, God, I thank you because you gave me another day of life. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And I thank you just for that. In the name of Jesus, somebody today, hallelujah, how to say, God, come into my life. Change me, hallelujah. I don't like the way I am. I don't like my hateful way. My attitude, hallelujah, shake, God. Even my thinking, God. Come in, God, and do me, hallelujah, shake. A spiritual makeover over me, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, hallelujah, God. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, shake, God. Let us be out of emotion. Rise up, oh boy, stand out of the heart. Let us be strong in you, God. Let us speak boldly and notable shame in you. Comfort this in you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you this morning, out of the boy, constantly go to the foster home, God, and the mental institution, God. I stretch my hands out this morning in the authority of Jesus Christ. Church, Lord, yes, and the Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. He am minds this morning, God, of the most shake in the name of Jesus. Only you can do the Lord. So we say, touch this morning in the authority of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for what you're doing on the inside of me. Oh, thank you for the stirring on the inside, God. Thank you for your strength, God, that I can keep pushing, pushing, and pushing. Oh, God, lighten up. Before, oh God, I thank you this morning, hallelujah, God, giving us a zeal that want to hallelujah, God, that want to follow you, God. Oh God, thank you for your instruction, God. Oh God, let us hallelujah, God, this morning. If you say go there for God, let us go there. If you say tell us stop, God, let us say stop. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, let us open our mouth wide this morning, hallelujah, shut down like a trumpet. And clear the world out of our son. Tell the world out about you. Hallelujah, son. His name is Jesus. Whatever you need, God, get it. He can be whatever you want him to be. But you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, if you need him for deliverance, he's a deliverer for you. Hallelujah, if you need him for a peace, hallelujah, say yes, God. He will be your peace for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, God, hallelujah, God, touch your peoples everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We all need you, Lord. Yes, another God. Oh, God, give us another dip from the blood of Jesus this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, take out the dirty garments, God, and put clean garments on us, God, that we can live a holy life, holy just like you, God. Let us give a little shake, God, that we can talk holy just like you. A little shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, a little shake, God. Holy is the way, God, the only way, God, that we can make it in the kingdom of God. And a little God, get ready now, my son, that God is coming back. He's coming back. How do about shake? You need to know that this morning. How do about shake? Oh God, he's coming back soon in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out beyond the come out beyond the oh God, I ask you this morning, God, separate your people from the filthy things in the world. Separate your people from things that they all need to be in, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we glorify your name, God. Hey, little old God. Hey, Jesus, this morning, I just got to say thank you this morning. I got to glorify your name, because I know you're real to me, God, in the name of Jesus. How little old shake, God. I know the ass of that. I know what you have done for me. How little old shake, God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, Jesus Christ. I can praise the Lord of my son. I don't have to wait for Sunday morning of my son. I can praise him each and every day. I can throw my hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, for a little car, just for another day. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Some of y'all ought to thank God for keeping you out of my son. You didn't go back out in the world, going and dabbling in things that you used to dabble in. Just thank you for being a keeper to you this morning. So we say thank you, Lord. Hey, glory be to God. We ask all of these things, Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning, Lord. Have your way, have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank
Holy
you,
Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God.
Hey.
Thank you. Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your mercy. Under this corporate prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you have become the Son of that living. And now,
you
turn this portion of the doctrine over to our pastor, an apostle, temple. Good morning, Pastor. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless each and every one of you. God bless all our peoples, my God, families and friends all over the world. You know what? This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice in it because we know what God put in it, and we know what is for us. We know that what God done gave to us. Amen. So therefore, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. My God, I just thank God for our ABM family, and we just give blessings and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I send a shout out to my wife, First Lady Leticia Spencer. Saints of God, my God, before we really jump into, dive into some things, I want you to understand today, go and vote. Amen. Go and vote. Don't come with all this nonsense talking about, my vote don't count. It doesn't make no sense. It doesn't make this. How would you know your vote don't count if you don't vote? So that is an understatement right there. Amen. Many of us feel as though we can't do this. Now, you won't know if you never did it. Amen. You won't know. That's what the enemy and that's what people, that's what the other parties want you to think, that it's not going to count. And that's what the enemy don't put in a lot of people minds for some time and so many years, that they feel as though that no matter what they do, how well they press, it's not going to count. How many of you know that the devil is a liar? And I just want you to put God to the test. I want you to put him to the test by going to the polls and voting, because at the end of the day, your voice could change nations. Your voice could change the world. Your voice could change. Amen. So don't go to the top in the spirit, in the natural, if you cannot operate, my God, about certain principles. Amen. Somebody need to just go ahead and just say it in the atmosphere. Stop putting people of God. Come on, let's stop playing. Let's stop playing. Amen. I just thank God for once again for what he is doing. I'm telling you, saints of God, I know that many of you ready. Many of you, my God, is driven and ready to dive right in what God is doing. I'm getting amped up. My God, I've been amped up. I think I stay amped up. Amen. But at nevertheless, I'm telling you right now, we just got to stay in prayer, stay in the word of God. Amen. We're going to increase into the things of God. You got to understand it's very important to understand why we have to stay in certain things, especially in certain seasons. I'm going to give you a little insight this morning. I want to give you a little insight this morning why it's very important in certain seasons you fast, you pray, you stay in the word of God, you get into the presence of God like never before. We push, we double up, we triple up. We got to do what we got to do so we can get ready to receive what God has for us. My God, it's one main reason. The adversary. Amen. And because the adversary understand that many of us, my God, don't know that many of us don't even know the angle that he come. We just, my God, we see something, we blame it on the adversary. We look at something, we blame it on the adversary. We think this here, we blame it on the adversary. Amen. But you got to understand the which way in the direction that he going to come. And most of the time, saints of God, he going to come, my God, he going to come when you begin to receive information, when you begin to see understanding, you begin to receive instruction. Many of you don't have instruction information. So many of you trying to figure out where you're being fight at. My God, it's not your fight. Your finances is being fought. It's the information or it's information or it's instruction for you going and pertaining, my God, more finances, or you get the information where you can receive more finances. Amen. That is what's being fought. Amen. The enemy don't care nothing about your number. He don't care how much you have. Amen. He care once you receive, my God, the instructions that going to bring you into freedom. He care about that. And that's where the turbulence and different things comes at. And that's where so many saints of God, you get fought at right there. That's where adversary fights so many saints of God right there. Because it is when it's time to receive information, it's almost like it's boring. We're not getting entertained. Amen. Yeah, nobody ain't jumping off the church chairs. Nobody ain't flipping and doing backflips. Amen. Nobody don't got that good harmonized voice going on. And my God, let the pastor begin to give you, teach you some instruction. It almost seems like everybody gets sleepy eyes. Last Sunday, we was all woke up, amen, doing a slide across the floor, hooping and hollering and giving God the thing. Now all of a sudden, this movement here, everybody got the sleepy eye. Everybody want to go to sleep, amen. We say, well, you know what, it's medication. Well, medication kicked in last Sunday. You sure was giving God a praise, not this Sunday, amen. That's what the adversary want to do, saints of God. He want to block you and stop you from receiving, from learning. That's one thing that God says. Study to show thyself approved. Guess what? Approval for what? Amen. Approval for what? I want you to really register this. Approval for what? Amen. Approval for what? My God, the Bible talks about to enter in the kingdom of heaven. You, number one, we accept the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. We shall be saved, enter in as a child. But also the scripture talks about study to show thyself approved. Good, quick question. Approval for what? Approval. Approval for what? What we're going to show ourselves approved for. Amen. Amen. What we're going to study to show what approved. Amen. So many of us get into the word of God. We get into information. We get into learning different things. But why are you learning? Why are you learning? Why are you gaining knowledge? Why you are gaining instruction? Why are you receiving all this here? Amen. Why are you doing it? And so many of us, we literally receive so much information and we put it on the shelf. We'll put it on the shelf and we begin to do what we want to do, how we want to do it. Amen. Well, guess what? That's the adversary. And that's what the adversary wants the people of God to articulate. He wants you to articulate wrong movement because he knows what it's going to produce. He knows you're not going to be able to produce the fullness that God has for you. I'm going to sidestep right there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree this morning that we are not going to allow the adversary to cause us to articulate, my God, the wrong way, operate the wrong way, my God, because of our ways, because of the pleasure of our own flesh. Amen. You got to understand something, my God. When the adversary come in and try to distort your purpose, distort your destiny, he's going to distort it, my God, according to information. How do you know that, Pastor? Well, let me take you back into the wilderness when Jesus, my God, was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness. Satan, the Bible called him the tempter. The tempter came to Jesus and began to ask Jesus different things. As a matter of fact, he began to give Jesus some instructions. You got to hear me. This is how powerful instruction is with God. And this is why the enemy try to get in a bit. You just do what you want to do. Don't believe this individual. God have not set folks in your life. He have not set the fivefold in your life, my God, for no reason. And so the tempter began to tempt Jesus. And he became one of the temptations he gave Jesus. He said, listen, if thou be the Son of God, you turn these stones into bread. Amen. But he gave him instruction. First, he challenged him with his identity. He challenged him. And I declare and decree, and this season as God's going to get ready to bless each and every one of you, you will not allow people to challenge you. You will not try to prove something to people, prove how blessed you are, prove how sanctified you are, prove. And that's another weapon that the enemy calls the chain of God. He calls you begin to move too fast, begin to do different things out of the alignment, out of the assignment, out of the perfect will of the living God. Why? Because we want to prove something to all our haters. We want to let our haters know that we walk with God. We want to let all our haters know that God is with them. We want to let all our family members know that we are blessed. You don't have to worry about that because in due time, and God will display you. You don't have to display yourself. And guess what? Jesus put the word right back on him. He's saying, Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Watch this. If Jesus never understood it, he never experienced it, he never had nothing in it, he won't never have anything to fight the adversary. You bet y'all hear me this morning. He will never have anything to fight the adversary with. Y'all hear me this morning. My God. In other words, let's sidestep this for a second. What you think you want is probably what you need. Y'all got to hear me. What you think you want is probably not what you need. Scripture says, God says, I will supply your every need. Y'all about to hear me. You might want a new job, but God probably wants you on that job you on right now because he got to give you some skill. He need to train you. So what you want is might not what you need. Y'all about to hear me. At the end of the day, Jesus could have used some food because the Bible identified how hungry he was. He was hungry. Brother was hungry. Some of us, you know how it is. You've been without something to eat all day long. You imagine 40 days and 40 nights. By the end, I guess it was around about the 37th day, 37th night. Imagine around about the end, my God, of something that you haven't eaten or drinking. My God, you was hungry. Amen? So I declare and decree in this season as we begin to walk, you will not be anxious for nothing. You will not try to run on the first thing that you see because you feel so you need it. You feel so you want it. You feel so this is what you need to come into my life. That might not be what God said you need. And I declare and decree, you begin to discern what's coming in your life. So what you need, $5,000, because somebody's going to bring you your first $5,000, you might not need that there because it might be some motors tied up on it. Y'all got to hear me this morning. It might be something connected to it, amen, that you have have not read in the fine print. You got to understand something. When the enemy's seeing you being elevated, he's seeing things in your life begin to transition. He's going to come and try to distort your life. He's going to come and just try to, my God, take you on a different playing field. How do he do that? He do that with information. Y'all hear me? His attack is still the same. If the enemy want to distort some of you and some of you he have, well, how did he do that? With information. Information like what? People talking about you. Gossip. This one ain't right. That one ain't right. Look at this. That is information. Y'all hear me this morning? And that's how he been eating majority of saints of God. Because the enemy know that he cannot move you. You about to hear me. He know he cannot stop what God has for you. He know he cannot stop the blessings that God has for you. You better hear me this morning. But what he'll try to do, plug your ear, get you caught up into yourself, for you cannot receive information. Y'all better hear me. That's why it's so important for you to be delivered from your past. You be delivered for what people got to say about you. You be delivered for what people feel about you. Y'all better hear me this morning. You be delivered because they are, my God, doors shattered. They are doors closer. When you walk into a place, I'm not caring no more what somebody got to say about me, how they think about me, what they feel about me. I'm not worried about what the bill collector comes. God is my refuge. He is my strength. I'm not worried about what I have. All I'm worried about staying in Christ. Guess what? You are proofing in your house. You are covering your home. You are covering your dwelling places. Why? So when the information comes to you about what somebody said, when the information comes to you that this ain't going to work out, guess what? You are covered because your trust is in the God, and therefore you are unmovable. Therefore, you coming into a place where you are resisting the enemy. You resist the enemy with the, my God, the knowledge and the understanding and the word of God. Jesus resists him in the wilderness with what? With the word of God. And if you don't have nothing in you, you ain't going to be able to resist anything. You got to hear me. Don't think it's strange if God is trying to overload you with new revelation, overload you with new information. Why? Because that's increase. Every level, my God, I hear this old saying that every level brings forth different devils. You got to hear me. Well, let's put that to the side. Every level brings forth different blessings. Every level brings forth different angels. Every level brings forth different articulation. Every level brings forth different execution. You got to hear me. My God, how I executed last season, I'm not executing this season. Why? Because God done blessed me with so much more. God done did so much more. Last season, I didn't have a house, but this season, I got house. Somebody give me a whoop right there. Last season, I didn't have a car, but this season, I have a car. Last season, I did not have a job, but this season, I know. This season, I have a job. Last season, I was walking fine, but this season, I got a diagnosis. Y'all better hear me this morning, my God Almighty. Last season, this was going on, but this season, it's not going on no more. So guess what? It calls for my information to be different. It calls for my walk to be different. It calls for my execution to be different. It calls for my articulation to be different. It calls how I see things to be different. It calls how I look at things to be different. You cannot continue to grow in God if you keep seeing on the same level. My God Almighty, that's the adversary wants you to look at the same level. That's the adversary wants you to look at your situation or look at your circumstances. My God Almighty, somebody need to do what the songwriter say, put a praise on it. You put a praise on it. And I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, you're going to begin to put a praise on it. You're going to begin to be students of the gospel. You're going to begin to receive information as God begin to take you higher. I'm going to show you something. My God, then I got to go because I feel it all in my bones. Watch this. Even the school system understand how important, my God, information is. How important. Now watch that. I want you to catch this. They know that knowledge is powerful. They understand that. But they understand the structure of it. I'm going to show you how the school system and the kingdom movement is almost similar the same. Watch this. You come to school. You come to your certain grade. You begin to learn on that grade level. You begin to learn in all different types of subjects. You don't learn one subject. Amen. You don't learn one skill. It just get me where we all just have one individual that say, I'm a demonology. Amen. You just don't learn one subject in the school system. You got math. You got your English. You got your social studies. You got your science. You got all these curriculums. Amen. You begin to study. You begin to learn from. Amen. Then it comes to a time, my God, where you have to study to show yourself approved. Approved for what? Approved for the next grade. Y'all got to holler at your boy right there. Approved for what? Approved for the next grade. It's not approved to the teachers that you got it. It's approved that you ready for the next grade. You ready for the next level. Y'all got to hear me up in this. Praise amen. That it's approved. Amen. That's the structure that the system have. You cannot go to the next grade if you have not showed yourself approved. Y'all better hear me. If you have not took the final exam is just a list of information that you gather throughout that whole school year. Amen. Now, you're finna operate to show yourself that you study to show yourself approved. Well, let's flip that back into the scripture. Amen. You don't been through some hell and high water. You don't see this. You don't see that. On the level that you're on right now, then all of something, God done came, my God, the God done left something to come your way. Just watch this here. Because you got to show yourself approved. Approved for what? The next level. And you're trying to figure it out. My God, some of us trying to figure it out. And we're going into depression. Why I got this affliction? God, why I got this diagnosis? If God didn't think you were able to pass the test, he won't allow you to go through the process. I feel a shout moment right there. If God didn't think you weren't able, if he didn't think you wasn't qualified, he won't allow you to go through the test. You have been qualified. You are certified to get ready to go to the next level. My God Almighty, I wish somebody holler at me in the spirit and say, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't you forget about me. Shake yourself loose in the name of Jesus. No longer you're going to keep walking with the same diabolical influence. No longer you keep articulating the same information, processing the same concept, processing the same way of doing things year after year, time after time, thinking you're going to see your goal. I come in again. I come, my God Almighty, against, my God, that devilish influence in the name of Jesus. God got a new will for you. God got a new understanding for you. God got a new revelation for you. Somebody need to just walk in. Don't you fight with the process. Don't you fight with what he's doing. You get ready to humble yourself and submit yourself for God to take you up into the next place. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah this morning. It's very important. That's why the enemy fights so many people of going to church. That's why he have attack on leaders to display something, my God, that is not of God, because he want to bring attack on what? On the church. Who is the church? The people. My God, because he know if the people line up, the Bible say, how can you be taught or how can you be preached if there's no preacher? How can you? How can you? Because the enemy know that if you get in alignment with the correct information, correct individuals that are going to be able to help you and pour into you, my God Almighty, the enemy know you're going to be a walking, my God, a weapon of mass destruction. Mass destruction. Stop trying, listen, saints, stop trying to tell the teacher that God placed into your life or whoever God placed into your life how you want to be taught, how you want to receive things. The teacher got so many students in the spirit or in the classroom. You can't predict to God how you want things. God's going to tell you how you need things. Amen? My God, Bible say iron sharpens iron. So in other words, it's not about what I want. It's not about how I want it. It's not about how I look at it. God's gonna deal with you or deposit into you where you are. And iron sharpens what? Iron. Amen. Stop getting offended, saints of God. Because God got to send somebody in your life or by you to correct you. Amen. He corrected you for your next level. He corrected you for your next grade. You cannot come like that. Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? You cannot continue to operate and come the same way and God bring forth all these blessings. What's going to happen is what you have, the wolves and the tinkerer and all this going to come and eat up. Why? Because you have not applied enough information. You have not applied. You want to fear, if you want to proof your home, if you want to walk in a person that you ain't losing anything, gather the right information. Don't take your time to where the teacher is going on or going over a review with you in a class for you to get ready to apply what you study for you can be approved for the next level. Amen? Stop wrestling with yourself. Stop wrestling with things in your mind. Stop wrestling with it. You examine your life. Nobody cannot examine your life for you. That's between you and God. I could care less how well the prophet could see. He could see all that kind of stuff. Amen? But at the end of the day, it's going to be you and God. There's something wrong if you could see my every move. There's something wrong if you could see my every move. And when I go to bed, when I turn this way, when I turn that way, he's seeing this. I got up this morning. He's seeing my every move. There's something wrong. Somebody got a camera on me or something. Amen? God knew where you are. You know where you are. And if you know, you live in the best that you can live. You walk in the best that you know how. You stay in there. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to think this and wonder this and ponder that. You are in God's divine will. Pastor Smith always says something. He say this. The enemy can do nothing to you because unless he get God's permission. The enemy can touch you unless you get God's permission. Why? He can only touch, he can only, my God, mess with you to get God's permission because you are in God. He don't have access no more. Just come in God and come in and out of God like you choose to please. He has to get access. That's why he had to get access with Job, because the Bible speaks of how perfect and upright he was. So he had to get access if he want to touch something that is in God.
Amen.
Get in God, saints of God. Get in him. And when you're in him, don't fight or wrestle with him.
Amen.
Because he's trying to give you something for you can operate on the next level. Get your way out of it. Get yourself out of it. Don't do it no more. Get out of it. Because you're going to prolong your season for your blessing. It's not going to go nowhere. But you're going to prolong it. You're going to make an easy season a hard season, a rough season, because you want to do what you want to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree before we get off this morning that everybody is listening all over the world, that we begin to be delivered from self. We begin to be delivered from self-influence, self-motivation, and self-concept, because we understand that self is a blessing blocker. Self is a vision, my God, clouder. And we thank you, God, that this day we're going to begin to receive what you have for us. As you said in your word, iron sharpen iron. We want to be sharpened for the perfection of the ministry, perfection of you, God. And not only that, as we live in this world and today, we want to be sharpened as we walk, my God, on this natural earth as well, as a representation of the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you that we're going to receive our blessed season. No longer are we going to allow the enemy to snatch and pull information from us and block us from receiving what you have received because of our ways that he is using that we refuse to be delivered from. God, we thank you that we're going to walk into our fullness of deliverance because we need to receive what you have for us. No longer are we going to be operating, my God, we're going to be operating on a fifth grade level where we have a 12th grade mentality. You got to hear me. No longer are we going to be operating out of our realm, out of our place. No longer are we going to be articulating out of our level, out of what you designed for us to be. We call our spirit to come into the divine place, my God, now. We call ourselves to come into the divine place with you now. We will not be going into a place, my God, that we continue to operate, and yet we have not seen ourselves therein. God, we call it forth now. No longer our spirit is going to be operating, my God. We allow our spirits to operate on a certain level that we are not on. My God, no longer we're going to be, my God, we are mature saints of God, but yet we still operate and applying immature strategies, immature structures, immature decisions. No longer we block out, we get out of way, God, of what you're doing within ourselves. We get out of way and we allow you to mature us. We allow you to develop us. We allow you to do whatever you need to do. No longer we're going to be the blocker or the stopper for what you are doing inside of us. My God, we yield this morning. We yield to you, Father. We yield to your instructions. We yield to your plans. And we're going to be forever indebted into you. No longer we're going to try to depend on ourselves because we don't trust man. We got an issue with man because man don't hurt us last season. But yet you place man in our life. Even the Bible talks about, God, that you place man in our life to be a blessing or be to a giver into our bosoms. No longer we don't allow the enemy to block and stop us and attack us with what you don't saw up in order to continue to allow us to walk out of order. We shall be a student to the gospel, and we shall humble ourselves to the gospel. And we thank you, God. We thank you for who you are. For what you're doing in our life. Therefore, yes. Oh man, of last season, oh man, that we came into this season because I'm stepping into something new. I'm going to be a whole new person in 2019. I'm not going to be the same one in 2018. I want my neighbors to look at them, you don't change again. Absolutely, because I got to continue to go higher and higher and higher. And as we go higher and higher, God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new work. He's got a new movement going on inside of us. We thank you, God, that our blessed place is right now. We don't have to wait till tomorrow. We don't have to wait next year. We receive it right now because we understand it comes forth first in a form of information and instruction. And by us receiving information and instruction, regardless of how it tastes, my God Almighty, my mothers of her own, they ain't worrying about how it tastes. All they want to know, is it good for you? Y'all about to hear me. We ain't worrying about how it tastes. How it feel, but is it good for me? Is it good for me? We thank you, God.
Thank you.
Saints of God, I'm so excited. I need you to understand we still laying the foundation down this week. We're going to lay some more down tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to dig into a little bit more. But I got to break, my God, what blocking you to receive. The Holy Ghost need to break what blocking you to receive. Many of us, my God, when it's time for us to receive information, all of a sudden I was hyped up, but a slumber spirit come on. We get offended. Our feelings get in the way. Our self get in the way. We want to get mad at the messenger. Amen, because it's coming across our toes. You are not going to be able to function on a proper level if you don't get delivered from that. And it's my job to stay in your face. It's Pastor Smith's job to stay in your face. It's our job to stay in your face. Because at the end of the day, we cannot allow you to go backwards. You got to keep going forward. A push doesn't come easy. A push is saying that something is in resistance, and you have to push it, my God, into resistance. Y'all hear me this morning. Amen. Amen. And God is trying to push you into resistance. Yield and let God do what he's going to do, and you're going to find out it wasn't so bad after all. I needed what God done deposit into me. God bless you all. I see you tonight at 7 p.m. Call your friends, call your neighbors, call everybody. Amen. Because we're going to break, my God, that which been causing you to not articulate properly and keep you going forward, then it want to pull you backwards. We're going to break it. My God, at the end of the day, make sure you get out and vote. Get out and vote. Don't come and say all this stuff that it doesn't count. You're right, it doesn't count because you didn't vote. You're absolutely right. You got that correct. Amen. Get out and vote, saints of God. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. We thank God, amen, for that rich, rich word. Amen. To direct battles in our godly living. Stay focused on your need and come on back tonight at 7 p.m. Can somebody say consecration, consecration, consecration? God bless you. God bless Dave in the Lord.